everyone. It's me, Srushti, your host, back again with the second podcast of the series, Atman, The Power of Self-Love, brought to you by the Recce Media. Our today's podcast is based on the feeling that we at times feel hesitation or denial to believe. So as you guys must have already guessed it by the title, it's Santosha, the art of self-acceptance. We all know the literal meaning of self-acceptance. That is, accepting our own strengths, weaknesses, flaws, and imperfections. But do we really practice self-acceptance into the real world? Do we really accept the way we are? Do we really accept the mistakes and realities? Well, the answer is no. We humans, from primary levels, have the tendency to avoid accepting what unsatisfactory things happens to us. Rather, we give plenty of excuses to justify our own doings. Like if you lose a match, you blame the umpire to be partial. If you score less in exam, you blame the teacher. If you fail at something, it's always the other person whom you point out or blame for your own did. Why so? What is the reason behind this? The answer is simple. We have a fear, an insecurity somewhere in our heads, to face the truth, to face the things which we are responsible for. We fear and distress upon what outcomes we would have to face after admitting our own mistakes and failures. This may sound very disturbing yet very relatable to you listeners. But this phenomenon of making excuses, fear and insecurity about the effects and everything is just normal. But the question is, how to conquer these excuses, fears and insecurities so that we can learn how to accept ourselves, right? So here I am going to share some ways and scenarios from which you can learn how to accept yourself and grow. Let's start with the most common thing that happens with us. That is, comparison. We are often compared to others by our parents, neighbors, cousins, and yes, the relatives. How can we even forget them in any way? Comparison of yourself with others leads to the generation of more excuses, which pushes you away from reality and most of the times leads you to depression. He has a better body because he can afford going to gym. This is among the common thing that we even compare ourselves with others on our own. Despite of this, we can accept the fact that we are the ones who are lazy. We don't wake up in the morning to go for a jog that is just free of cost to us. This was just a very normal example, but there are many real-life scenarios where we can see how comparison ruins one's ability to stay positive. So stop comparing yourself with others. Others are doing well? Fine, good for them, but you don't compare yourself with others, let it be financially, spiritually, intellectually, or in any other aspect. Stop comparing and you will notice a different sign of relief that will make your body and soul feel lighter. Except if someone is doing better than you. It's okay. Take motivation from it and say that I will do great things too, right? So the next step that will lead you to self-acceptance is change of perspective. We should change our perspective of looking and dealing things in life. We often get impulsive and frustrated if things don't work in our way. But rather than getting angry, see the incidents with a positive perspective, because every worst thing that happens to you will gift you with the lifelong lessons to carry ahead. Except that it's not all the time that everything will happen for your convenience and accordance. So changing perspective can help you to accept and grow all together. Moving on, the next thing that everyone should learn is stop running away from the problems and failures. I know there are times in life where you feel to run away from everything around. Feels like isolating yourself from the rest of the world. Loneliness and depression gets all over you. But the only person who can help you withstand and fight against all of these problems and negativity is only you. I don't say don't show your disappointments and dissatisfaction. It's fine. Cry it out loud. Take your own space. But don't let these emotions swallow you up. Come out stronger with the word to self that yes, I don't run away from my problems and failures. Next is develop a cultivating thought process of accepting yourself the way you are. We at times blame ourselves at our appearances, skin tone, height, which are God-gifted to us. We can't change them. Instead, we can carry them with the grace and confidence in life. Don't focus on what people tell you. They are the outsiders who don't care about any good and bad in your life. Acceptance of one's own flaws and imperfections can channelize a path to self-confidence and embracement. So always have a thought process that guides you away from self-blaming and grief. The another factor to the process of learning the art of self-acceptance is acknowledging the reality. Never avoid to face the reality. Some people live in a life of a false fear. They won't accept the current conditions that are happening around them. You face a failure in a life, but you are not ready to perceive it and accept it. Instead, you start living in a false fear where you make yourself the supreme authority who can never face a failure. This is wrong. Learn to accept your failures. Learn to acknowledge the reality. Living in a world of false domain would restrict you from growing and acquiring what you wish to do in your life. Let yourself realize, yes, this is the reality and I have to face and overcome it in the best possible way. Moving on, I have a question for you. Do you commit mistakes in your life? Well, yes, everyone does. Repetitively or lesser, but we all do mistakes in life in a process to learn from them. But we can only learn from our mistakes unless and until we accept them. I know we get a feeling of getting punished, getting uncertain circumstances, it's not my fault kind of feeling, and what not to count emotions. Well, here is a short story that I would want to share with you guys of a girl named Naina. Naina was a college girl who looked very pretty but had a dark patch on her nose by birth. She used to feel very insecure and unconfident about having the dark patch on her nose. To deal with this, she always used to wear heavy makeup so that she can cover up the exposure of the patch from others. But it was not all the time that she would wear makeup. At home, when she used to wash her face and look into the mirror, the patch bothered her. Finally, she decided to get the dark patch removed by consulting a doctor. But the doctor came to a conclusion after her medical examination that she can't get the dark patch removed. Appearance of the patch made Naina insecure to face people and she always used to compare herself to others. She was not at all in the state of accepting the unique feature that God has gifted to her. One day, she went to a cafe near her college for a cup of coffee. As she started sipping the coffee, she spotted a waitress who almost had the same dark patch on her nose like Naina. But there was a huge difference. The waitress seemed to be so confident and jovial while facing people as she was embracing the dark patch on her nose with the grace and beauty. After watching the waitress, Naina's whole perspective towards her own dark patch changed. She got a motivation and a sense of positive thought process over all of her insecurities. She no longer wore heavy makeup and she started facing people the way she was. She accepted the distinct and special feature of her own, which made her even more confident that was enough to flush out all of the wobbly feelings she had. She accepted who she was and carried her flaws with grace, which made her ravishing in all means towards a better growth and future. So this story has all of those points that we have discussed earlier. Let us revise them. First, start accepting yourself. Second, never compare yourself to others. Third, change the perspective of looking at things. Fourth, cultivate your thought process. Fifth, acknowledge the reality. And sixth, admit your mistakes. These all together will help you self-reflect yourself towards a healthy and a happy life. To help you initiate with the art of self-acceptance, I am sharing an exercise which you should perform every day in order to make your heart believe that I am beautiful the way I am. This is hands down the most important thing that I did to myself. It's a bit uncomfortable, but it works. The process is very simple. Go in front of your mirror, stand there, roll your eyes down your body, coming back to your eyes again and say, I love you, and smile. I love you for the way you are. I am confident and beautiful. I love and approve of myself. Utter these magical words to yourself for 5 minutes for 30 days and you will feel the results in you. This is a proven exercise which I do follow. It gives us a sense of self-satisfaction and self-love that no one can give you. It fills you with immense joy and love to push you towards brighter opportunities coming your way. I encourage you to try this because it's one of the best things you could do to really get closer to yourself and start building the relationship with yourself. I hope you will practice this, and you should. That's a deal between us, okay? So yeah guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope you have loved it. If you do, do not forget to share it with your loved ones and follow us on our social media accounts. Links are attached in the description box below so that you don't miss on any of the updates of the upcoming episodes. This is Srushti signing off. Until then, happy self-loving.